How you doing, man? It's good to see you again.
Good seeing you, brother. I hope you're doing well.
Yeah, I'm doing well. I'm doing well. I was hoping to discuss the release of the ODNI report on UAP with you, which was obviously supposed to have been released at the end of October. And well, we're still waiting on that report to be released. Any idea what might be causing such a delay to this?
Probably they've run out of whiteout to cover up all the good parts.
Right.
I don't have any faith in that. Those reports, I said that all along, that it's just a cover up. The whole thing's been a cover up, and I don't think they're going to release anything of any substance. I've had my hopes up early on, and then there's just no, I have no faith in it whatsoever.
Yeah, I mean, why do you think that this process even begun in the first place? I mean, do you think that there was a genuine attempt to get this out into the public and maybe it's been shut down or infiltrated?
I'd like to think that, but I think the reality is that they're not willing to let anything out, and they're not going to let anything out. And Congress doesn't have the guts to, or the gumption to force them to do so.
Yeah, I mean, have you heard much talk about the report in Congress? Are people actually, discussing this at all?
Now, of course, we're in the middle of elections, but like
Of
I said, I
course.
was hoping people would hold some folks accountable to the situation at hand, but I'm just not seeing much to it.
Yeah, it's been claimed that the report got sent back in order to be amended prior to public release. I don't know if you heard anything like that yourself.
No, I hadn't heard anything.
Yeah.
There's no talk about it. And I just don't feel like they're being very forthcoming. We got hosed in the original meeting, and that when the Intelligence Committee brought forth those two folks that were going to talk about it, they had no knowledge of it. And until we bring in some of the pilots that were there, and I saw some peripheral stuff that basically was trying to discredit what the pilots claimed they'd seen. That it was in fact drones or something to that effect. And I just, to me, that just reeks of a cover up. And
Right.
nobody, because the average citizen who doesn't follow the issue, they show a drone taking off in a video or something, and seeing how this could be, but it's just not possible. I'm totally disgusted with the whole thing, and what they're trying to do is just wear us out. With our, like I said, our attention span is, and mine is, I'm guilty of that too, is that, we want our pizzas in 30 minutes or less, and that's about our attention span.
Yeah, I mean, there are some people that are concerned that the DOD, the Pentagon, might be trying to convince members of Congress that the reality of the phenomenon is either too disruptive for the public, but I would imagine that they're actually just more focused on trying to make it seem like it's not a big deal whatsoever, and that that there's nothing really to it. It's just Chinese drone tech and airborne clutter, and it makes me wonder if we're actually going to see any more progression on this from the US government side.
Hang on a second. I'm trying to get you back up here. Okay, yeah, I lost it. Now, I don't think we're going to see anything until you see a shift in Congress, and I'm not seeing that at all. The community has got, they'd say, well, this senator is going to do this. I need to get with this senator, and then I attempt to get with the senators, and then they set up a meeting, and then they cancel it. So it's either clearly they've been talked to not to talk to me, or they've been told to back off. And I think too many members of Congress are compromised in some fashion. And I don't know exactly how they compromise them or what they're told, but I suspect it happens quite a bit.
I mean, what do you think about people like Marco Rubio or Gillibrand, the people that are supposedly meant to be pushing for this? Do you think that they're doing it for the right reasons, or are they compromised?
Yeah, I'd have to say that on the On the front end, they are, but I've also, I was supposed to have a meeting with Rubio and then they canceled it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know what to make of that.
Was that a meeting with the UFO subject in mind?
Absolutely, 100%. And they knew that's what the meeting was about.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's strange behavior. That is strange behavior because you're one of the people that's been a real advocate, very outspoken about the fact that you think this has been a historical cover up and that it needs to be addressed. So I don't really understand why you'd be excluded. Do you think it's just political differences?
Well, Rubio and I are pretty much aligned
Yeah.
politically. No, so I don't know what to make of it.
Yeah.
I don't know what to make of it other than just the cover-up continues and it's at the highest levels. And I go back to my original premise that they, if they delay it long enough, people lose interest, and also people die off and they get out of positions of power. And they and then the scope of or the length of numbers of people who have information is decreased and diminished, and that power, every time somebody else leaves or dies, that power is condensed into a smaller group. And so I think that you see that you've got a diminishing return in this thing. And again, it's going to have to be a whistleblower or somebody comes out with undeniable proof and gets it out on the internet, and we get an answer that
Yeah.
way. And until that happens, I don't, it's just going to be us asking for files, that trusting them to, we trust these bureaucrats to come forth with this information that they've been covering up for decades. I just don't. To me, it seems kind of ridiculous, the whole
Yeah.
thing. Until we get somebody, a ranking member, that has the power to cut off funds or can call somebody in and talk to them about it, I just don't think it's going to happen.
So, I mean, why do you think it's so secret? There are the obvious implications, I guess, but why do you think this has been such a rigorously kept secret, potentially for 70 years plus?
I think it's power, and I think it's influence, and it ultimately boils down to money. And who has this information has been able to, whatever they could get from it, the recovered craft or the material, whatever. I think there's obviously, it's just follow the money. I think that's ultimately what it's about. But it's power as well. It's knowledge. It's egos. It's all of it up here in Washington, because these departments are so big,
Yeah.
and they're so vast, and you could see how easily it could put into the hands of a few, and a few people die off, and then all of a sudden you're researching something you don't know the origin of even, and you have no reason to question it. It's Pavlov's dog. They ring the bell and we come running hungry. And I think they get it. They just wait it out. Why hasn't anybody found out? I mean, why haven't they released the Kennedy files again?
Yeah.
All those people are
Yeah.
dead that would even be humiliated, or the chains of command or whatever. It's just, to me, it's just and they'll release something, redacted file. It's just, to me, it's just very frustrating. Here I am in Congress and I can't. But again, I probably should have kept my mouth shut, and then I would have had a shot at being on the Intelligence Committee. I'd say there's no chance in hell that you'll see Tim Burchett on the Intelligence.
Too much of a troublemaker.
Yeah. I don't kiss enough butt, and I don't raise enough money for the caucus to move very far.
I mean, it makes me wonder. I think that a lot of this has probably been kind of siphoned away into the private sector, into the Lockheed Martins, into the Boeings and the Raytheons. Does Congress have like any sort of power to investigate the defense and aerospace private sector in search of this kind of stuff if they felt inclined to do so?
They do, but I thought you were going to say the power to invest, and a lot of those individuals have invested and made huge
Yeah.
returns on their investments.
Well, that's the truth. Yeah. Don't bite the hand that feeds you.
Yeah, it's the carrot or the stick, man.
Yeah.
You get
Yeah.
rewarded with the carrot, or if you cross over the line, you get the stick. And leadership does, there's a reason there these we have these people that have been here for years and decades, I believe, and people that keep them there. I remember it. I was when I was hadn't been here very long, and you have to raise money. It's just there's no way around it. You
Yeah.
know, billionaires in this world that can drop hundreds of thousands of dollars in races, like that, not even you've got to be prepared. So I'm always scraping, trying to find folks that are like-minded that would contribute. And I remembered I was at a breakfast one morning, and I had a table full of people, and I was thinking I might raise $2,000 or $3,000 if I was lucky. And then I looked over there and I saw Leader McConnell, and they told me he probably raised $100,000 at that breakfast, for his caucus. And I was like, wow. That's the difference. And I mean, I'm not complaining. Raise a little, a few hundred, whatever, or $1,000 to me is a lot, heck of a lot of money. I come from a family of public educators, so I get it. But the pecking order and everything. But there's, they keep folks in power and for reasons. Maybe some of them aren't the best for our country or our world.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like you, I don't place a whole lot of faith in any government structure to be fully transparent on something like the UFO issue. It's just too it's too disruptive, and I think that we're probably, because the way that I see it is that it's an inevitability that people are going to discover more and more about reality. Just as we go forward through life, as we go forward through evolution, as we, progress scientifically and technologically. So I put more faith in the scientific community, and I don't think that the government's going to be able to hold us back indefinitely from finding this stuff out, whether or not they'll ever give up the goodies that they've got already. Now, that's a different story. I am very much doubtful of that. If they had a fully recovered craft or a vehicle, I mean, what reason would they have to tell us about it?
Nah, they'd have to share it with everybody. And then that would do away with their power.
Yeah.
And that's why people that question stuff like that get destroyed. And I mean, it's just whatever Ghislaine Maxwell, the lady who was the,
Oh, yeah.
she's in prison right now, and yet she hasn't disclosed any person that she's, that
Not a
she did
single
her,
name, not a
not
single
a single
name.
name, not a single name. Now, how does that happen? I mean, if I was over one of these committees, I'd call the head of that department in and the Justice Department and say, what the hell is going on? But you're not going to get that up here.
No. Yeah, that's another rabbit hole that you could spend a few hours discussing, the Epstein Ghislaine Maxwell situation. And, perhaps some of this ties into secret keeping at very high levels, blackmail, and the ability to prevent things from coming out into the public. Sometimes you need to have a card up your sleeve against someone to keep them from saying something to you and saying something publicly, and I think that's the kind of role that someone like Epstein or Maxwell had, was to entrap people.
I think you set people up.
Set
You go,
people
like
up.
I've said many times, you go overseas, you're a congressman or a congresswoman, you're sitting at a bar or a restaurant, and some really incredibly attractive person comes up and talking to you. Next thing you know, and somebody's taking pictures of you, and they own you.
Yeah,
And
yeah.
they own you from there on out. They may never come to you, but then again, they may. And this would be one of those issues that say, we need to go somewhere else. Because every time when I bring this issue up, and a member of a committee will say to me, you say, Tim, so, I mean, we got a lot more important things to do than deal with this. And I'm thinking, we got something we don't know about, we can't control in our military's airspace. And to me, that seems to me that should be it just stops the presses right there. You better that we need to find out what the heck is going on. And yet, you don't hear anybody in leadership talking about it. It's just this unclean masses off to the side that are raising that issue. And I'm fully aware of when I cross that line and I get that call from somebody telling me, you better watch it. You know, you don't know who you're messing with, kind of thing. You know, it's sort of like in old time politics when I was in the state government and I got that call one time about, you don't know who you're messing with on an issue. And I continued and went after them and I won, but you know, it was at a cost.
What was the issue?
It was a we had a university president who was doing some things that were inappropriate. And then I had a call. I remember I was living at home. I was a state senator, I believe. Yeah, I was a state senator. And a guy called me and said, you know, you really don't know who you're messing with. He says, you don't know what's going on here. And I thought to myself, I'm living at home. I just got finished eating a Domino's pizza. I make less than $30,000 a year, and I don't owe anything or owe anybody. And I just thought, well, bring it on, you know. And I went after him, and I won, but it ruffled a lot of feathers. And I get it, but I'm still on an upward trajectory at that point, trajectory. And so, I mean, it was interesting, that phone call. I can remember it just like it was yesterday.
Oh, hey, you were recently, I just remembered you were recently interviewed by my friend Ross Coulthart for his documentary for Channel 7 News in Australia.
Yeah, man, yeah. They tell me when that movie comes out, I won't be able to walk the streets of Australia.
Well, you know, during that interview, you showed Ross a photo of a UFO, and I think was it a family friend had sent it to you?
Yeah, I talked to him this past weekend, as a matter of fact. They
Oh,
had
really?
somebody in the military had a family friend, and they were in the military and had some pretty high clearances. And I've sent them to some folks to try to get them broken down to see if the legitimacy of them, and I'll have something on that hopefully.
So yeah, it hasn't been fully analyzed and authenticated yet.
Two of the photos they think are legit. One of them they think might not be, or it had some question. But you got to realize they're Polaroids taken in the 60s, and that's or early 70s, I think, about that time. But they were interesting, say the least.
Do you think we'll see these publicly at any point? Do you plan to release them?
Possibly, but you know, it's just a. I'm trying to, because the person that gave it to the family friend, there was a member of their family, not my family, but they've since passed away. And just an interesting story. And they said, you know, I was trying to get the chain of command on them, not the chain of command, but you know, how
Chain of
they came
custody.
into his possession, if he in fact took them or what. And we're trying to get all that sort of broken down. And that's the trouble with stuff like that. You know, you get it and where was it? When was it? Who did it? And you know, what were the conditions? So I thought they were told to me. They told me that they took it out of an airplane, an aircraft. But I believe it was actually in a testing facility that there had been some activity at before.
Okay, so they were doing like a flyover of that area and managed to snap a photo of this craft or.
Yeah, they were on the ground, I believe, took the photo. I was told they were taken out of the canopy, but that it doesn't appear to be that. But even with that, they said that I'll get an I'll get them the full analysis of them. I think the right word to use, the full analysis of them. I would hope maybe before the end of the year, we'll see.
Well, I hope you get it, and if you do manage to get it, let us know. We'll put it out there gladly.
You got it, brother.
Are they pretty good photos? Do you think it's pretty convincing stuff?
Clear as a bell. I mean, almost too clear, you know, because everything you see is grainy
Right.
and but like I said, I just think there's a lot of that out there, and I have to be real careful too, because I get calls all the time from people
Yeah.
that are you know, they've got undeniable proof, you know, and I don't know.
Course, of course.
And some of them are honestly, vast majority of them are genuine. They think that this is proof, but you know, it's just a dot, you know, on a poor photograph that they saw, and it didn't show up as well as they'd hoped, kind of thing
Yeah,
at
yeah.
night. And you know, anything that has lights at night, I have a hard time thinking that something traveling light years is worried about lights, you know, and or from something of that similarity or whatever, you know, traveling across the time zone. I mean, through time, kind of thing. You know, I don't have a lot of faith in those photos and things, but.
Yeah. Well, none of it's conclusive. None of it really helps. I mean, I get the same kind of emails from people who send me like a video of just a little white dot in a black sky, and you can't do much with that. And this is a problem with the UFO phenomenon in of itself, which is actually quite an interesting part of the whole subject, is that even though it's absolutely real, and as someone who's had his own experiences, I can say that there is absolutely something going on. It seems to be very good at escaping normal evidence collection methods, and it exists on the sidelines of reality and kind of pokes in every now and then. And sometimes you're lucky enough to catch a photo or you see it with your own eyes, but it seems to exist right on the edge of reality in a sense.
I agree, 100%, 100%. So I don't know. I just wish somebody in the know I get would bring forth something. I had a really interesting conversation with a former member of military personnel called my office, and I talked to him a pretty long time. And it was, you know, he said, I don't have any pictures, but he's described what happened, and it was a military person who there was a craft, and he was on the ground, or actually in the water, I believe they were on a boat, and this craft about the size of a football field, you know, the saucer shaped, and these jets were following it or chasing it, and you know, it's kind of the old dog chasing the bus, not really sure what they do if they caught it, kind of
Yeah.
thing. And then, you know, they blinked and it was gone, kind of thing. And
Wow.
so you I get quite a few of those, and this one was actually listed in MUFON as one of the best stories or something. I can't remember.
Oh, really? Was it actually during active service? Was he out with the military at that point when he saw it? Or?
I think he was out of the service at that point. He was out of that service, but he had incredible credentials, so led me to it perked my attention a little more than usual. But I get a lot of those calls, man. A lot of
Yeah,
them. I'm
yeah,
sure you do too.
yeah.
And like I said, I worry about some of them because that one I come forward with, or that picture I come forward with, and it's a trash can lid or something, you know, and then I'm discredited right there, and everybody laughs about it, and they go on about their deal. Just making fun of UFO, the phenomena in itself. And I think there's some entities around that would like to see that happen to most legitimate claims, because it just takes one to throw you off the trail, and then your credentials are ruined.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's been the standard method of approach for this subject for decades now, and it's worked its magic, because you're having to deal with a lot of integrated skepticism, kind of like knee-jerk skepticism, without really thinking about the issue, or without really diving into the subject matter and getting familiar with all the cases and all the testimonies over time. I mean, if you actually engage with the subject on a research level and you look at all of the cases, I mean, after a certain amount of time, you just have to say, well, there's something going on, like, undoubtedly, and it's been going on for a very, very long time. So I like I said, I'll refer back to the previous statement that I just don't think the government's going to be able to hold back this this kind of ocean of information for too long. I mean, it's a feeble attempt at best in the long run, and I don't think they're going to be able to get away with it.
Well, every delay is another bit of information is lost. I think every day they delay, we lose something, and they are definitely playing the long game here.
Makes you wonder what they know.
Think they know a lot, and we're just not we're not. I don't have a lot of faith in it. I just don't have a lot of faith in them ever being very forthcoming. They're going to be forced into it. It's like you said, somebody
And do you think that's possible, given enough
100%,
pressure?
100%. It's going to have to be somebody that just comes out of nowhere, though.
Just sidelines the whole thing.
Yeah, because it will if. Because everybody in the know is in those positions is compromised. I think they own them in some shape, form, or fashion.
Well, it wouldn't be the first time that people were being owned by the bureaucratic system or the intelligence community, especially on subjects of national security and strategic interest. This is pretty much the name of the game, right?
Sure. That's why I always tell somebody if something happens to me, if I commit suicide by shooting myself in the back of the head 5 times, I was close to something.
Do you think, last question, do you think the general public would, do you think they would even care if the US government announced it has, alien technology or bodies in its possession? You know, we live in such a kind of fast-changing world with so much going on. Do you think, a revelation like that would really grind civilization to a halt, or would people, for the most part, just kind of get on with their lives?
I think they'd say, "Well, we knew it," and then they'd have the specials on the Discovery Network or the History Channel or whatever, and then they'd just move on about their business. I think they would move on. I think there'd be a period of time there where people would start asking a lot of questions, but I just don't think government's going to do it. I don't think they're going to come forth with anything. I don't believe them. I just don't believe it.
Well, we'll see what happens when this report finally comes out, and see what they've got. Like I said, I'm not holding my breath. I don't think you are either, and I think it's kind of running through the research community now. People are just tired of the way in which it's being treated. Before we go, have you seen the recent documentary by James Fox called Moment of Contact?
No, sir, I have not.
Have you heard about it?
I have not.
All right, you
Moments
should
of
get you should.
contact. I've been in the middle of my re-election here for the last little bit, kind of intense with that, but I'll find it though. Moments of contact.
Yeah, by James Fox, Moment of Contact. It's caused a bit of a buzz. He's responsible for the very popular documentary called The Phenomenon, which came out a couple years back and really helped people get into the UFO subject in a more rational and sensible way. And this latest one is all about a case in Brazil. I think it was in the 1990s, 1996. A UFO crash was supposed to have happened. Strange creatures were reported, and he kind of takes people on a journey through that specific case. But it's rumor has it that there's people gossiping about it on the Hill. So I don't know if that's why I asked you. I wasn't sure if maybe you'd heard about it on the Hill. But Moment of Contact, good documentary, worth a watch.
I'll get it. I will watch it. Thank
All
you.
right. All right. Well, hey, look, Tim, it's always good to talk to you, buddy. I really appreciate it. And hey, you never know. Maybe things will look a little bit more optimistic in the long run. We'll have to see where we go.
I wished I had something to report, maybe more than I do. I can report that I'm very frustrated.
Well, I think we share that sentiment, man. Let's hope it changes in the future.
Thank you, brother. Keep it up. Keep
Yeah,
the
you
pressure
too, man.
on. Thank you.